Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reporting has indicated that Pete will be looking for a 7-year contract in this offseason. If he gets it, it will not be with the Mets. Let's put it that way. Let's just put it this way. Real quick. I don't think he's going to get it. But if he gets 7 years, I can't imagine Stern signing off on that. If he gets 7 years from the Mets, you know that is Steve Cohen who just completely gave in and gave him and Boris whatever he wants. So, like, Steve, he can ask for 7 years. Nobody wanted to give him five last year. And I know that he's now coming off a better season. I know that he's not going to have any picks attached to him the way he had them attached to him last year with the qualifying offer. So I do expect the numbers to get bigger. But nobody wanted to give Pete Alonso 5 years last year. There is no way he is getting 7 years at 31 years old. And let's be honest, as great as he was, the concerns about his body and his defense only got worse in the second half of the season. He had an incredible first half offensively and an incredible first half defensively. I was even talking about he should be up for the Gold Glove. After that Senga overthrow that led to the Senga hamstring injury, he was never the same defensively. He kind of looked, the offense wasn't as good either in the second half. Like, I'm fascinated by Pete, and I understand, look, hey, you put out 7 years, you end up with four. Like, I get it. It's the early demands. But, like, we all know he's not getting 7 years. Like, he's not getting seven. And here's the other thing, too. Stop connecting him to the Yankees, I promise you. He is not signing with the New York Yankees. The Yankees are not signing Pete Alonso. But it's going to be a fascinating to where Pete values himself, because I am very curious to see. Like, there are options out there for the Mets. There are options out there to do different things. Right? You got Bregman, who's probably going to opt out. Could you go there and transition one of these guys to first base? Pete has acknowledged that at some point he's going to be a DH. Like, there's different ways to go about building this team. And I've talked about it. Like, the core, for me, I understand, you know, the Yankees haven't won either, but this core hasn't just not won. Like, they don't make the play. They can't put together back-to-back playoff appearances. And this year was an out-and-out debacle. So, yeah, it's easy to say trade Jeff McNeil. It's easy to say maybe Nimmo could be on the move. But, like, Pete's the one who, it's real easy. All you have to do is not do anything. All you have to do is look the other way. And we all know he's not getting 7 years. Like, that's for sure. But he's going to get money. And he's going to probably get four or five. He might get five, and he's certainly going to get upwards of $30 million a year. I really do think he's going to get close to that. He's going to be close to $5,150. He's going to be close. Are the Mets going to give that to him? Is Stearns going to give that to him? I think the owner might. But I find it very fascinating. He's come out, and you could tell the only thing that the 7 years indicates to me, because I don't think he'll get it, but the 7 years indicates, like, he means business. And I'm not surprised, because I'm sure he feels like he got screwed last year. As much as he ultimately got the most money ever for a first baseman per year at $30 million, and as ultimately as he ended up with the team he wanted to end up with and played with the Mets one more year, there is no doubt the love shown around the league probably annoyed him and disappointed him. The way the Mets handled it probably annoyed him and disappointed him. And I'm telling you, the love around the league is going to be different this year without picks attached to him. and coming off another monster season where he's, you know, he's as proven an offensive slugger as there is in the sport. You know what you're going to get from Pete Alonso. You are going to get 30 and 90. And he's going to play every day. He's going to be excellent at the bag, at least. The rest of his defensive game went completely down the tubes in the second half. But I'm very fascinated to see what happens with Pete Alonso. But 7 years ain't going to happen, but it means... And, you know, listen, anytime you hire Scott Boras, you know he means business. But this could be another very difficult, very drawn-out process to sign Pete. And this time it's going to be different because you heard nobody else. Like, there was hardly another team that showed interest at all in Pete Alonso. Whether it's because they just felt like he was always going back to the Mets, whether or not it was the asking price, whether or not it was the picks attached, whatever the case may be, coming off a miserably, you know, unclutch season for him leading into the playoffs and a down year for him. He was extremely clutch. He had a much better year. He's going to have no picks attached to him. There are going to be more suitors for Pete Alonso. This is going to be a long, drawn-out process.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.